Hi.
Hello.
I think we'll have
step
you.
Over here, please.
Okay.
All right.
You guys have questions? We can start down here if you'd like. Work our way over.
There's been a big call for unity today.
Yeah.
Are you seeing a divide in the party? And I guess what's your message to folks in Wisconsin?
Well, there's always slight ideological differences. Some people are focused more on tax policy. Some people are focused more on strict freedom of speech or other, you know, nuanced aspects of policy. But at the end of the day, we're all Republicans. And we want to make sure that our agenda, the conservative agenda, moves forward. Over 77 million people voted for Donald Trump to have 4 years in office, effective years in office. And if the House flips, which it's not going to, but if it did, there's already been three of my colleagues that have put in articles of impeachment for President Trump. That's not what the American people want. The American people want us to move together as citizens and have our country become the best place in the world, which under Donald Trump's leadership is moving in that direction. I'm very happy about it.
How concerned are you about a blue wave?
A blue wave? Here's what I do. I get up in the morning and I work like 16-hour days in Washington, D.C., crafting outstanding public policy that helps my constituents and helps Wisconsinites and Americans. Is anybody going to ask me about the farm bill that just got passed? You should ask me about that. How about year-round E15? We've been working on that for years to get it done, and we're using science from the 21st century. So when we ask things about blue wave this or that, why don't we actually focus on the policy that affects American citizens? This E15 year-round, it gets done. That's like 30 cents a gallon less for Americans to pay at the pump. Those are the important things we should be discussing.
With regard to E15, was that split out from the farm bill as a separate bit measure? And is
it
that
was
a problem before it passed?
No, not at all. We already got it through the House. So we decoupled it from the farm bill intentionally because there are some members of my conference that don't like E15. Well, guess what? If you say you're all above for energy, ethanol is an energy source that's domestically produced. So you're either all or above or you're not. There are some concerns about the different size refineries. We got all this stuff hashed out, and it's fantastic. I mean, that was a red letter day for Wisconsin farmers and farmers around the country. Also, I'm waiting for the details, but President Trump did a trade deal for soybeans with China, who's just there with Xi, which, again, is fantastic for the American farmer. These are the things that are important to Wisconsinites. We got Whole Milk for Healthy Kids signed into law. Guess what? That just reopened all of the domestic dairy markets that were shut during the Obama administration. That's fantastic for our American farmers. We got Prop 12 gone. You know why? Because Gavin Newsom isn't a king, and if he can tell people the square footage for farrowing hogs, that means that he can tell my cranberry growers what they can and cannot use for nutrients. These are the important public policy issues we should be discussing constantly.
In regards to policy, one of the big issues in your district right now is health care and affordability.
Yep.
You know, what kind of policies are you working on right now to help your constituents afford health care coverage?
Yep. So we got a $50 billion rural health care infrastructure fund. That's done. That's in law. So that's going out. Stand by for some very, very good news. Stand by for some very, very good news on this front also. Like really good news.
Yeah. You can tell us.
No, I can't.
Oh, I won't tell anybody.
Yeah.
What do you think Republicans need to do this year to turn out younger voters in Wisconsin?
Keep telling the truth. Listen, the generation now, I don't talk smack about these, the younger people. Our youngest child is 27. But these are the young people that were locked in their homes. They were forced to wear masks. They were forced to get an injection that they didn't agree with, or they would not be able to go to college. They were told if they write something wrong on the internet that they would be banned from everything. They saw their hero, Charlie Kirk, assassinated live on television. So the younger generation is completely motivated because they want freedom, and they look at the Republican Party as the party of freedom because we are. We didn't want to do any of those things. And so these kids, and I call them kids because, again, our youngest is 27, they just want freedom. And we're going to do everything we can so that they have freedom. I don't want to tell anybody what to do. And the Democrat Party has become the party of the nagging mother-in-law, which, by the way, I love my mother-in-law. Her name is Virginia. She's 93, and she's a blessing. So let's make sure that's a stereotype, not my personal experience. But. So we just tell them the truth. Let them know that we want to give them as much freedom as possible to live their lives as they want as Americans.
speaking of freedom, economic freedom is a big concern for millions of Americans, Wisconsinites. Inflation's the highest it's been since 2022. What policies
inflation
are you...
Inflation is not as high as it was under
That's
Joe Biden.
That's what the PPI says.
Inflation is not as high as it was under Biden. Gas prices are still lower than they were under Biden. One of the largest things for home ownership, like that's the American dream, you're about $100,000+ into building a home before you even break ground because of regulations. Lee Zeldin, the administrator of the EPA, has done the largest deregulation package in the history of the country. That's imperative to make sure that we can build homes that are affordable for our young people. Right now we're working on a 21st century home bill. We got the version back from the Senate, we're still tweaking it. I want people to be able to buy a home in their 20s, not their 40s. And that's a huge thing for Americans. So the gas, groceries, and grandkids, all these input costs are going to start going down again. The reason that they're up a bit is because Donald Trump has decided to end a war that Iran declared on us 47 years ago.
Congressman, there is a lot of talk about unity today. We've got a lot of candidates in a different congressional district butting right up against yours.
Sure.
Any thoughts on that? There's an endorsement of a candidate. Mm-hmm. There's just been events with you and other members of Congress.
Right.
Any thoughts on the overall state of the play?
Okay, Jesse Eben, Kevin Hermaning, and Michael Alfonso are all outstanding Americans. I endorsed Michael Alfonso quite a while ago because we have to understand that we're growing the party still. And you asked me earlier about getting in touch with younger people. Well, he is a younger person, and I think he's going to make an outstanding congressman. I'm not speaking poorly about Kevin or Jesse at all. They're both my friends also. I just want to see our party continue to grow. A lot of folks in the Republican Party have hair this color. You know what I mean? I didn't bleach this. So we got to make sure that we have more people with your color hair than mine.
I'm getting here too, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, the lights are pretty bright.
We have time for a few more, if anybody has anything else.
So... this race in the third is going to be so expensive.
Yeah.
There's a primary there too. You care to weigh in on the situation with?
Well, let me tell you this, man. I got elected, and the first meeting that I took officially as a member of Congress was with Emily Berge, because she was in charge of Eau Claire, and it freaked them out. They're like, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Look, I'm your congressman. I know that you campaigned against me, but I don't care. I want you to look me in the face. You understand me? I brought my district director. Here are our private phone numbers. If anything comes up, because you're working for the largest city in our district, and it's incumbent upon me to put politics aside and make sure if I can help you, I do." And so Emily and I have known each other for quite a while. And Rebecca Cook, you know, she's pretending to be a waitress. She is on several different George Soros-funded think tanks. Look at her filings. If you guys did a little bit more investigative stuff, you found out that she's made hundreds of thousands of dollars as a political insider. She worked for the guy up in the Monaco Brewing Company as a fundraiser. So she outraised me this last quarter because she's a professional fundraiser. She's not Jenny around the block working as a waitress 3 days a week. That's just a lie. And it would be helpful if you guys help educate the folks in Wisconsin about who this person is. She came out and called all of her people racist because they're Caucasian. So just because 90% of this district-ish is Caucasian doesn't mean we're populated by a bunch of racists. That's just not true. And the days for that woke crap are over. I look at you as a person. What are you bringing to the table? I don't care what your gender is. I don't care what your skin color is. I don't care what you do with the privacy at your own home. I don't care about any of that stuff. I want to look at you as a fellow American and move out with a purpose. I mean, our state motto, forward. The only way we're going to do that is if we start looking at people, or looking at each other for what we are. That's Americans. And she is the antithesis of that. Let's be super clear. She is a professional insider and fundraiser who raised money for a person that was celebrating the fact that we thought Donald Trump was going to be assassinated. That's despicable behavior. And you guys have got to get these stories out about her, because I can't afford to do it.
How are you feeling about your re-election chances this fall?
I'm winning. Yeah. I'm going to win. I'll get outspent, but I'm going to win. You know why? Because I've been working my tail off in D.C. on very good public policy that is helping our farmers. There's 40-ish bills or so passed last year. Two of them were mine. Both have to do with veterans. And it's fantastic. We're helping people out in the right place, and I work very hard. And don't get me wrong. This is an honor to do this job. It is. But I hate politics. And everybody hates a career politician until you find somebody in this job that hates politics. Well, I hate the politics. I love the policy. I love helping my constituents. We save people's lives. We've gotten millions of dollars back from the federal government from them. We've funded multiple projects throughout the entire district to make people's lives better. We saved, what, 300 homes or so over by Eau Claire. That's what I enjoy about this job. And that's why I'm going to win.
Last one.
What do you think is the biggest issue facing Americans in this election in Wisconsin?
It's the same thing. It's gas, groceries, grandkids. Gas is going to start coming down. E15 right now, that's up to 30 cents a gallon less. The war that Iran declared on us is going to end. That's going down. The input costs are already going down for groceries. So everything is predicated on energy. Energy production is going up. That means that the input costs for agriculture are going down. The farm bill, when signed into law, is going to help tremendously lower the groceries part. And then the grandkids think Donald Trump is doing a fantastic job. That implies the security for our nation. So there hasn't been a single illegal alien released into the United States in a year. We got the Lake and Riley Act passed. So if you're a criminal illegal alien, you know what? You're getting deported. And this is the place we're at. Over 150 of my Democrat colleagues voted to not deport criminal illegal aliens convicted of raping and murdering American citizens. That's a real number. Okay, that stuff's gone. So the grandkids part, I think, President Trump's doing a great idea. There's a great job. The Trump Fund for kids, that's fantastic, so that these children have the ability to accumulate wealth as they grow older. That's going to help into the future. He just did an executive order giving folks who are 1099 workers the ability to have a TSP account, a thrift savings plan, which is great. So those things are coming along well. But gas, groceries, grandkids. That's what we work on every day.
Thank you, guys. This last one, then we got to go.
What about the impact that we're going to see to hemp farmers once that loophole is closed? That seems like it's going to be pretty big here in Wisconsin.
Okay, let me tell you what. I got written up at High Times about this. So the federal government in the 2018 Farm Bill opened the door for industrial production of hemp. They didn't really think it through. And understanding that people are going to synthesize cannabinoids and make this Delta 8 and Delta 9 stuff. And I've been very frank with all my hemp farmers. I don't support these products. But the federal government can't tell you you can do something and then cut your legs out from underneath you. People have invested hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars around the country in an industry that was legal. So there's something called the Takings Clause in the Constitution. And I firmly believe that it's unconstitutional without compensation. So when you have eminent domain, if they want to put a road through and you don't want to sell them your field, they can condemn the land under eminent domain and they have to give you a fair market price. Someone's going to have to compensate these people for everything. Brick and mortar buildings, their employees, all the equipment, all those things have to be done, or I think it's unconstitutional.
Okay, we got to wrap. Thank you guys.
Thank you very much. You guys have fun at conference. Have fun here. Do you guys ever get out, like, sneak around, take off your press badges so people don't know who you are?
No.
We don't do that.
Unfortunately, they still recognize us.
Well, have a good day.
Thank I'm Meredith Hackler, by the way. I'm the capital correspondent for CBS 58.
How's it going?
It's going good. I've only been here for a month, so I'm learning everybody's names, learning the who's who's and all that. So, good place to be for it, right?
It is a great place. Take care, everybody.
Oh, thank you.
We can get the